Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking about North Carolina and we're talking about the Outer Banks, the place where you can go and have great cuisine, because we were just talking about that with Doc Bill.
Doc Bill went and worked up our appetite.
Well, he always does. You know, he kind of zips in, you know, describes all of these foods and things, and then he's like out of here. And he leaves us kind of just like, want something to
come
eat?
Come back.
He definitely does. But he definitely has me ready for some shrimp, some crabs, a little bit of everything. I love some fish. He describes a lot of great things. But Olivia, while I was there a couple of weeks ago on a press trip, I had a chance to go behind the scenes and check out some of the people who actually go out in the water and harvest, actually farm, actually fish and catch, you know, just to kind of see behind the scenes, because a lot of times we see the seafood there all nice and pretty, ready for us to buy it and then go take it home and put it in the pan and fry it up or roast it or whatever we're going to do, like with oysters or something. But there's someone who is working really hard to make sure we get that good seafood.
There is. And like Doc Bill said in the last segment, the Outer Banks is a stretch of about 200 miles, but within those miles, it differs from region to region what you'll find in that water.
Exactly. And I had a chance to go to Cape Hatteras to an oyster company there that is owned by a father-son group, Bill and Ryan Belter. And, you know, the neat thing about them is that they love what they're doing. They've always wanted to do this. They moved back to the area to set up this oyster company. And they have started what they're calling a boutique oyster business. I love that, boutique oysters. And basically what it is that they're specialty oysters and they're not doing mass production. They want to do more focus on making sure that the water's really clean, that the oysters are turned and shifted and the things that they need to have done to them while they are growing in order to make them a very special, very unique oyster. So they really focus a lot on that.
That's neat. And it's clear that these are people who really love what they do and consider it a craft.
They do. That's a good way to put it. They really do consider it a craft. And they're located, of course, in Cape Hatteras by the name there. And, you know, I asked them, I said, now, how often are you guys out there in the water? Because we actually went out on a boat with them out to where they have their cages in the water. They're growing these oysters. And they're out there every day doing something, either turning those cages so that the oysters continue to not clump together, that they are, so to speak, sort of free to breathe, as well as it eliminates some of those things that might want to try and eat them or bore holes into their shells. So they're out there doing it all the time.
So I guess with a boutique oyster business, you have that time to really focus on your batch. Make sure everything's perfect.
Exactly. You do. And they really love what they're doing, as I mentioned. But now they are, you know, where they have their farm, so to speak, set up with the cages and everything, is in a really perfect spot. It's a combination of 23 miles off the coast of the furthest out from the Outer Banks. And they're in an area where there are two inlets surrounding them from the southwest as well as from the north. So that water coming in is really keeping the water that's there where they are very pristine, very clean. And it really also, too, from what they were saying, is that they really want to grow their oysters in places where there's not a lot of, say, grass and where they're not getting into, like, the mud. You don't want that. You want them to stay in that kind of clear water.
The clearer, the better, I think, the tastier.
Well, that's what they said, too. They said, you know, it really does affect taste, the way that you grow them and the way that you harvest them. So, you know, when you see them out there, you know, you see them standing in this water and we're like out in the middle of what looks like the ocean and they're waist deep in water because the water is also very shallow where they have the oysters growing and where they have their farm there. So it's really cool to go and see that. Now, I did have a chance to, you know, kind of talk with them to ask them about, you know, what is their favorite way of having oysters? Because I'm thinking that if you're a person who is growing, especially a boutique oyster, then there must be a favorite way. So what do you think? Where do you think the sun's at?
I don't know if they could even choose. I mean, you really have to really love oysters to pay that close attention to them every single day.
Well, you do really love oysters, you know, when you're that involved with them every day going out, and that's what you do. I think they do a little bit of other fishing and things kind of on the side, but their business is really truly oysters. So the son said he likes to kind of roast it, you know, he doesn't mind them, you know, kind of grill, like on a grill and flip them a couple of times. And the father said he likes them raw. Well, they both said that they like them raw because when you eat them raw, you really get a chance to get the sense of the water and that whole process of them being boutique oysters. And you really get a chance to, you know, to sense that. But you can also then add different things to them to top them off, to make them very special so that each time you're not just eating just the plain oyster or the plain raw oyster, you can add things on top.
I bet it's tempting when you're out there, you know, doing work in the hot sun, and if you love your raw oysters, it might be tempting to just snack on a few.
Yeah, well, hey, you wouldn't get many into the bag sending them to the restaurants if you did, I guess, a lot of that. And speaking of restaurants, restaurants love them because within 24 hours of getting those oysters out of the water, they are in the restaurant. So they have insulated bags with freezer packs that they ship them in. They're shipping them to restaurants in Charleston. They're shipping them to Durham. They're shipping them all over. So people are really, really requesting these oysters, and they work directly with the chefs. And the chefs really like that because they know the product that they're getting, and then they know the people that they're getting them from as well.
Yeah, then they've got a great story. It's a tight ship that they run, and they're out there every day, like you said. So they really pay close attention.
They do. They do. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we're talking food, and we're talking North Carolina and the Outer Banks. So you know that's good stuff. We're talking right now about an oyster company that I had a chance to go and visit, Cape Hatteras Oyster Company. But now, if you guys want to check them out, you certainly can. They do have a website, capehatterasoysters.com. But now, Olivia, you know, Doc Bill talked about fish, so I also had a chance to go to a place where they are harvesting and bringing in fish, where the fishermen are coming in, and they're bringing in fresh fish every day. And that's O'Neill's Sea Harvest. And, you know, just that name tells you right there, they're bringing in some good stuff.
Right. I mean, I'm already starving at this point, so let's just keep on going.
Just keep going. So when I was there, I saw things like yellowfin tuna, flounder, red drum, black sea bass, which is a yummy, yummy one, sea mullet. They even have soft shell crabs when they are molting. And those are usually available in the months of April to October. They have blue crabs. If you love blue crabs like I do, they're available March through December. And they're shipping those blue crabs to D.C. and Maryland, which I think is funny because, you know, Maryland is always claiming they have the best blue crabs. But if they're getting them from North Carolina, I don't think North Carolina and Maryland is the same state. I don't think. Last time I checked.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. The secret is out. The secret is out. But they're shipping them everywhere. They have shrimp, of course, that's available throughout September, June through September. So if you're going to the Outer Banks and you're getting a place where you can cook and do things like that, you definitely want to go and check out O'Neill's Sea Harvest and get some of that fresh seafood because they also have other things like scallops and they'll have oysters and things like that there too. So you can really go there, pile up all the things, come back and have a great seafood dinner.
It's a great authentic experience. You can buy it right off the boat.
You really can. You really can. You can buy it right off the boat and you can go right home and you can't get it any fresher than that. Now, speaking of taking it back to some place where you can cook it all up. When I was there, we stayed in a vacation rental house that was gorgeous. It was three stories, lots of bedrooms, operated by Keys, K-E-E-S Vacations. And, you know, I would definitely suggest you do that because there's so much like that to do in the Outer Banks that you kind of don't want to be in the hotel, not able to go get that really nice fish and come back and cook it there for your family or even go out fishing yourself because there's so many opportunities to do that as well.
Right, with all this activity going on, you know, why not pretend that you're local for a little bit?
Absolutely. So check out, you know, those cottages and homes are a great way to experience that. Also, too, the good thing about that is that if you are doing multi-generational, the whole family can go and stay there in one spot. And you can have all that great eating, watch movies at night, do some fun things, do all that hang gliding and kite, you know, flying the kites, all kinds of fun that you can have right there in North Carolina, the Outer Banks. Sounds good to me.
That sounds perfect.
Now, you guys sit tight because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the distilleries that are in North Carolina as well. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Back in a few moments. Carolina girl, best in the world.